Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Mythic Coda Rose by Jennifer Nisley, read by Imani Jade Powers. For Kelly. Chapter 1. My father's most famous song goes, "You're not drowning if your eyes are closed." That's not how I see it. But as makeup lady dabs shadow onto my lids, I hold my breath for as long as I can handle, until the burning in my lungs blots out the chaos around me, and the only sounds are ocean ones. Roar of walkie-talkie static, photographer's assistants squawking like gulls. Makeup lady switches to my other eye and says, "Relax. Relax, sweetie. No need to be nervous. Not when you have such striking eyes." "Thanks." I shiver. "They're your father's." My eyes flash open, and I see everything at once. Gawkers and makeup lady's too red mouth and the whitewashed set behind her. Last of all, I see myself in the mirror. I blink and my eyelashes rustle. Not mine, I felt her press them on. Tragic purple bruises my lids. I've never had this much makeup inflicted on me in my life. But beneath it, my eyes are as uninspiring as ever. Watery blue. I glance from makeup lady to the mirror, unconvinced. "Most people think I look like my mom." My mouth is black, practically necrotic. I squish my lips together. Wearing lipstick makes me immediately want to chew it off. "Oh." She laughs. "No, you resemble Mac." A jolt goes through me. Mac. Like she knew him. "He was very talented," she says quietly. I nod. She disappears. A girl with a gravity-defying blonde ponytail hustles in to replace her, clipboard clasped to her chest.
"Coda," she chirps. "We're ready for you, hun."
"Great. Fantastic. Lovely."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?